Hi, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. This is Diversity in Yachting, and I'm your host, Gabriella. Today, we're joined with Ashton, our Bahamian deckie. What's up? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Good to be here on the show.
Glad to have you. Why don't we tell everyone how long you've been yachting, your position, and how you got started?
Basically, I've been yachting now for about, I'd say, 4 years. I got started through my father. He's a captain, and I have a few uncles as well who are captains of a few super yachts. And basically, it's been in the family business, so I just took it on as I came up.
Wow. So you have four captains in your family?
I have about four captains in the family, yeah.
That's great. So you kind of grew up watching people work on the water. So this was always in your line of sight as a career option.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Watching my dad, watching my granddad as well. He was on yachts ever since I was a baby. So just being around the water, it just comes easy. So I just, you know, like I said, took it on as I came up.
So as soon as you finished high school, were you going like, I'm going to get my certificates and that's what I'm doing? Or did you ever want to explore any other career paths?
I actually did. I actually went off to college for sports. I went for a baseball scholarship and I actually lost my scholarship due to an injury. And I came back home and basically I knew nothing else but boats. So
yeah,
I guess I went off to school, got my licenses, and you know, here I am.
That's awesome. So have you ever tried to go to Fort Lauderdale, look for work, or did you just know, like, if I'm just in the Bahamas, I can just work here. I live here. I know everyone.
Actually, the boat that I'm on now, I took this job because my last 2 years, I was away from home. I was away from home for my birthday, Christmas, and I was kind of missing home, so I decided to take this job back home. But actually, I'm sitting my yacht masters next year. Well, this year, sorry.
So are you worried about like the COVID situation? Do you already have a job lined up? Or are you going to take your courses and then come back to the Bahamas? Like,
the plan is to sit my yacht master. Mm-hmm. And then I'll actually look for work in Fort Lauderdale. But if in the meantime, I'll probably just freelance for a bit. And if nothing works out, I'll probably come back home and then try it again.
That's awesome. So basically, as you know, the show is about diversity. When I met you in the Bahamas, you were probably the first Black boy I've ever seen working on a yacht. And, really? You know, being like in person, you know, being in the Bahamas, I saw quite a few other Black people on board, but you were the first Black yachtie that I've ever met, like while on duty. So did you ever notice that before you got in, or was it because you have so many family members that are captains, you never had that like, oh, Black people don't work on yachts. You always knew that there was room for you. How does that work?
Actually, no. I've actually gotten that before. Somebody came up to me and was like, dude, you're the first Black person I've seen working on yachts. And this was actually in Fort Lauderdale during a shipyard period. And a delivery guy was like, you're the first Black guy I've met on a yacht. And it really amazed me. But I've seen it before. And like you said, you don't really see much Black Bahamians, especially on yachts.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And why do you think that is? Are Bahamians just not aware that they can work on boats, or is it just not common?
It's basically just not common. You have a lot of captains here, but now they prefer to stay home, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this the newer generation now is getting out there, trying to travel the world, trying to put the Bahamas on the map, especially.
Yeah, I hear that. So yeah, I was really surprised and really excited. I was just like, oh, there's a black guy over there. Oh, there's another one over there. And then when we went to a different quay, I don't remember what it was, but we were docking and I saw a black stewardess on a different boat, like across from us. And I was just so excited. And I was like thinking maybe there's just more black yachties in the Bahamas. But I had never been, so I had no idea. But yeah, as far as actually seeing black people working on boats, the Bahamas was my first time ever seeing that. So I thought that was really cool. Did you have to get any other like certifications, like diving or like any water sports to maybe become a more desirable candidate? Or did you just know your stuff?
I'm actually taking up upcoming course for diving right now. I'm trying to do my open water paddy.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just used to freelancing. Other than that, I have a few Bahamian licenses home that like the jet skis and, you know, the kayaks, stuff like that. But as to say, other than that, no other licenses, just basically a local knowledge, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So are you hoping to become a captain at all?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. In the next few upcoming years, I definitely see myself behind the wheel.
That's awesome. Do you have any like younger siblings, like younger brothers or anybody in the family? Or are you the youngest?
I'm actually the oldest in the family. I have two younger brothers and a younger sister. One is 9, one is 14, and my sister is 22.
Wow. So do you think that they're going to follow your footsteps and get into yachting when they're old enough? Are you encouraging that in your family?
I definitely am. But my youngest brother, he's looking to take it on. But as my sister, she's in college for biology. She's a biology chemist. Wow. And also my younger brother, he's more into basketball. So looks like he wants to take the sports route.
Yeah, that's nice. Super diverse. Everyone wants to do their own thing. But definitely. It's nice that they can always look up to their big brother and be like, well, there's always in the maritime industry, you know, because I noticed on board people are like, oh, well, my sister did it or my brother or my father. And, you know, for those of us that don't have family members that already do it, it's kind of weird to try to like navigate your way into the business, you know, so it's nice having someone there that can be like, all right, these are the steps you need to take. So were your family members guiding you like when you started showing interest in joining?
Oh, definitely, especially my dad. You know, he was kind of happy I chose the maritime industry as well. So, you know, after I made the decision that, hey, this is what I wanted to do, he was all for it. He actually helped me get my first licenses and he helped me get started, helped me get my name out there, and they were all for it, especially.
That's so cool, dude. That's awesome that you have that, that path kind of paved for you. So you noticed that there's not a lot of black people in yachting. What would you tell, you know, other black people from around the world, like why they should join and not let discrimination or racism deter them, because it's obviously possible, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. I've actually come across the racism in the industry, but I didn't let it stop me. My advice to other black people out there, especially old Bahamians who want to get in yachting, go for it. Try to travel the world. Try to get your licenses. Try to get qualified and go as far as you can. Don't let anything stop you. You know, you're going to have bumps along the road, but it's only going to make you stronger. Definitely.
Yeah. Have you ever walked onto a new boat and felt any weird tension or vibes and not sure why? Or like when you say you've experienced a little racism, like, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. Previous boat that I was on, I was surrounded by a Spanish crew. Mm. And it was always weird, you know, when I'd come in the room, they would speak in their language, and, you know, certain things the captain would tell me to do, You know, it was just, I guess, the best way of putting it was completely off the wall, you know?
Yeah.
And essentially, we had an incident on board where the mate told me, you know, that the captain was didn't like me or didn't like people of my color, and he didn't want me on board.
Oh, wow. He just came out and said it?
Yeah, him and the captain had a argument, and he basically, he resigned from the boat, and he sent me an email telling me everything that the captain had said and how he felt towards me and everything like that. And yeah, after the captain got let go, and he was no longer on board.
Who got let go, the captain or the mate?
No, the captain. The captain got let go.
And you got to stay?
Yes, I definitely got to stay. Me and the boss were very good. We had a very good relationship. And, you know, he apologized to me on what I experienced. And he told me, hey, you know, he gave me the word of encouragement that don't let something like that stop me. You know, just keep going.
Oh, that's so good. That's good management skills. And that's what I'm always talking about with other people, is just that that's the way to handle a situation with grace, respect, dignity, mm-hmm. and to own it, take responsibility and admit that there's a problem. You know, sometimes you don't want to say, well, is it because I'm black? Because then people will sometimes brush you off and be like, it's not always about race. And it's just like, sometimes it is like, and it's nice that someone validated that experience for you and corrected it. That's a pretty good story that I've heard so far. Most of them don't end very, very well.
Well, yeah, I know. It's crazy, man. It's crazy what goes on in the industry, especially with people of color. And, you know, hopefully we can nip it down a little bit. And I hope other people don't experience it, but, you know, it happens.
What did you say, or did you ever get to speak to the captain, or how did it make you feel? Like, were you embarrassed that everyone might have been talking about you behind your back, or how did that feel?
Oh, definitely. I felt alone. For one, I felt disrespected. But for the most part, you know, I felt as if, what if I maybe don't belong here? You know, like he said, or maybe, you know, it's true that people of color don't belong on boats. But I got reassurance. You know, I got up the next day, smiled, and kept on going. And I've been in a better position ever since.
Wow. That takes a lot of, like, humbleness and, you know, courage to continue to show up to work every day with a good attitude, knowing that, you know, the captain, who is supposed to be leading by example and setting the tone for the entire crew, was kind of poisoning the well. And, you know, that could have deterred other people from giving you a chance. So it's almost like you have to work a little bit harder to prove yourself to your colleagues. And yes, you have to be extra on point and do everything better and know more than everyone else, because they're already thinking that you're not good enough, right? No. That's a lot of pressure. Yes.
Totally agree. It really is. Like I said, you have to really be strong-minded, and you know, you have to brush it off. You know, you have to take everything with a grain of salt, and like I said, just keep moving, keep working hard, especially if you know your work, you know yourself, you have confidence in yourself, you'll definitely make it.
And did you ever go to your father or your uncles for any advice about how to deal with racism on yachts?
Yes, I got some advice, especially from my dad and one of my oldest uncles. And they basically, you know, they told me the same thing. You know, take everything with a grain of salt, try to brush it off. Business is business.
Yeah.
But, you know, try to stay out of the way. Just keep working hard.
Yeah. I'm shocked to know that you alone just have 4 or 5 captains in your family. I only thought there were like 2 black super yacht captains in the world. So they exist. They're just hiding in the Bahamas right now.
They're just hiding, definitely. I think mostly because you know, they're private.
Yeah.
And then I have one that does chartering, but yeah, I'm kind of proud of that. That
you should be.
You know,
that's an amazing accomplishment. Yeah. You know, and I would just die if I walked on board a boat and saw a black man in a uniform or a woman. I would just like, it would blow my mind, and I would feel so proud and just happy to see another black face, especially in a high position, you know?
Yes. Yes. I look at them as encouragement. I look at it as motivation that, hey, that can be me someday.
It will be you someday.
Oh, it will be. It will be. Let me correct that.
It will be. You're on your way. And, you know, we are already opening doors for a next generation coming in. And this is a very, you know, privileged job. It's a lot of hard work, but it's very rewarding, you know, and fulfilling at the end of the day. And, you know, sometimes you look up from, you know, scrubbing the boat and you see the view and you're like, wow, I'm so lucky to be here. And I just want other people to experience that same feeling and not feel like, oh, it's too far fetched. You know, that will never be me. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to see us and know that there's a place for us on board. We're qualified, we're knowledgeable, and, you know, we're super strong, because you already have to have a thick skin to be in the maritime industry, just in general. Mm-hmm. But as a person of color, as a minority, your skin has to be extra thick, and you have to, you know, be on point all the time, because people are already waiting for you to mess up and be like, see,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So
do you feel like maybe sometimes your white colleagues can make mistakes and it'll just be like brushed off, and then you make a mistake and it's the end of the world?
Definitely. I see it all the time. But, you know, I try to mind my business sometimes, but, you know, sometimes you can't really look at it that way. I try to lend a helping hand whenever they fall. And, you know, it's a teamwork effort. You have to remember that all the time, especially when you're working with the crew. And if that crew has the mindset, you know, especially with people of color, it'll work any day. But sometimes, you know, all boats aren't like that.
That's another thing too. I actually have to remind myself all the time that not every boat is going to have that negative attitude or prejudice that a lot of boats do have. So that's another thing I want people to know, is that you can't walk in thinking that that's going to be a problem. You know, I wouldn't jump to conclusions about, oh, it's because I'm black or because they're prejudiced, unless there was enough evidence proving that. You know, you can't just walk onto a boat and just think, oh, it's all white people, they're not going to like me, you know, because then you're setting yourself up for failure. And then you might misunderstand certain things that are said, or the way they're said, and it might not even be the correct thing, you know? So, I want people to know that it's not every boat. There's good boats. There's, you know, diverse boats. They're not as visible to us. Right?
Yes, definitely. I totally agree. You know, I myself have, you know, taken something the wrong way, whether it was a message between me and the captain and, you know, it went south, but after a while you learn from it. You try to have a good mindset that, hey, maybe he wasn't coming at me that way, the way you think it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I love about yachting. You get to reflect and you get to grow, and it's not all about you, right? Like, that's one thing you always have to remember, which is hard sometimes. It's like, oh, right, there's like 7 other people here that I have to think about. Like, it's not all about me.
Yeah, you have to keep the mindset. You have to. You have to have, like I said, strong-minded, and trust me, take everything with a grain of salt. You have to.
Right. Yeah. I agree. And that's something that, like, a lot of us, myself, has to work on, you know? Because, yeah, if you take everything personal, it weighs on you and it makes your life and your job harder, especially if you live on board, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
That's definitely a good piece of advice for sure. So you'll be getting your yacht master's and you're going to Florida soon. And one day you're going to be a captain. And, you know, we're going to encourage other people of color to join and not be afraid, you know?
Definitely, definitely. Trying to make create avenues for people of color, people of minority, you know. I hope to see more people of color on yachts and in the maritime industry. And, you know, just trying to do my part, that's all.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm happy for you. It's nice to see your face again. And maybe we'll see each other soon. And
We definitely will.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning into Yachting International Radio, Diversity in Yachting. I'm your host, Gabriella. This is Ashton. And we'll see you next week for another episode.